On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
Downing Street's confirmed Parliament will be suspended at the close of business this evening until the middle of next month. The Prime Minister insists it's so he can set out a new agenda, but some MPs are angry as it limits their ability to block his Brexit plans. The European Commission spokesperson Mina Andreeva has been asking about it at a daily briefing.
First of all, I will not comment on any domestic developments. Secondly, our interlocutor is and remains Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And talks at technical level will be continuing this week.
Well, Boris Johnson has been meeting his Irish counterpart and says he believes he can secure an agreement before the end of October. Meantime, a senior union leader has described the Prime Minister as a lame duck and a coward. TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady says Boris Johnson has surrendered to the Brexit Party.
KMFM News.
The union behind the industrial action by British Airways pilots say they've fallen out badly with the airline. BALPA's General Secretary says they have no respect for their management. A 48-hour strike has grounded almost all BA planes. Pilots say they took a drop in salary back in 2009 because the company was in trouble. But BA's chief exec, Alex Cruz, says they weren't the only ones affected.
I've spoken to many colleagues, including pilots that were there at that time. And everyone at British Airways suffered this terrible situation of great losses by British Airways. Nearly 4,000 jobs lost, and everyone at British Airways at that time took pay cuts.
A cyclist has been flown to hospital after colliding with a bollard during a race in Folkestone. The casualty had been competing in the 2019 Channel Triathlon when they suffered serious leg injuries yesterday. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see CCTV images of a man police are looking for following an attack in Ashford. The 51-year-old victim is said to have been repeatedly punched and kicked at the William Harvey Inn in Church Road in Willsborough last month. He suffered serious facial injuries and had to be treated in hospital.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Gold bullion and designer watches have been found by police from Kent as they searched a hotel room in London.
Gold bars, yeah. So each one of those is about £1,000, the same, represented as
500 grams.
So the actual bag here can just lift up. I've never felt weight like that before.
That's the moment officers made the discovery on Valentine's Day, footage which has only just been released. They'd initially gone there looking for a wanted man from Tunbridge Wells. A 55-year-old man who ended up being arrested has now been jailed for almost 4 years for offences including money laundering. A Maidstone woman accused of wounding a Miss England finalist has appeared in court and pleaded not guilty. 21-year-old professional golfer Olivia Cook needed plastic surgery after being injured outside a pub in Westmorling last October. China Gold, who's 26 and from London Road in Ditton, is due to go on trial in January. Now, a 12-year-old boy has been pulled out of lessons at a school in Medway after turning up with a mohawk haircut. Ethan Lewis's mum insists he's had the style since he was 7 and it's not previously caused a problem. Strood Academy says all youngsters who flouted the school uniform rules are being taught by their form tutors individually for the next week. You can have your say this lunchtime by voting in our poll at Kent Online. And a transgender activist who represents Kent has been telling KMFM about their struggles with finding a place in the community. Fiona Johnson is from the Beaumont Society, a charity set up to support transgender people. According to the group, there has been recently been an increase in parents asking for help for their children. Fiona identifies as non-binary and prefers to be referred to as they.
If you're a man and you're comfortable in the male group, it's fine. You transition to the female group, you lose your male friends, but you don't gain the female friends. You're not one of the girls. And it's the same for the boys who have transitioned from being female. They're not really a bloke. They're sort of still isolated.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent's Joe Denley's been named in the England squad for the fifth and final Ashes test. He top scored in their second innings at Old Trafford over the weekend, but it wasn't enough to stop Australia getting a 185-run victory and retaining the famous urn. England captain Joe Root says his team need to overcome their disappointment at the Oval.
I know the Ashes aren't coming home. But in terms of the Test Championship, those points could be crucial. And, you know, you never want to lose an Ashes series. Every game against Australia really matters. So picking ourselves up and turning up at the Oval and putting in a really strong performance to win a game is crucial for this group.
The Test gets underway on Thursday. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.